Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we have found out last week that Cass County was the 66th county of Iowa's 99 counties where the emerald ash borer invasive pest has been found. We'll chat a little bit about what that means if you have an ash tree and live in Cass County, as well as talk about some general tree maintenance tasks you may want to put on your list for this winter or coming this spring. First of all, the emerald ash borer is an invasive tree-killing pest that targets ash species of all kinds. The first emerald ash borer invasion was found in Iowa in 2010. It is a small metallic green beetle native to Asia that feeds just under the bark, disrupting the movement of water and nutrients within the tree while it is in its larval stage. Trees infested by emerald ash borer usually die within 2 to 4 years. Signs of infestation in the ash tree can include thinning of the canopy, water sprouts shooting from the trunk or main branch, increased activity from woodpeckers, as well as S-shaped serpentine galleries under the bark, and the telltale 1/8-inch D-shaped exit holes. Keep in mind that the emerald ash borer can only fly short distances, but it is often spread by movement of ash products such as firewood or other lumber. For that reason, the entire state of Iowa is now under quarantine for the movement of ash products and has been for many years. If you are looking to not spread the emerald ash borer, it is strongly recommended that you buy, burn, and use any firewood in the county or location where you are camping, hunting, or fishing, and do not transport ash even within the quarantined areas of Iowa, as there are many counties and locations in Iowa that still do not have a confirmed emerald ash borer infestation. If you are the owner of an ash tree in Cass County and are wondering what this means for you, a few things to keep in mind. First of all, the window for all preventative treatments of emerald ash borer is now closed. If you are a landowner that is wondering about saving a high-value ash tree on your property, there are several treatment options. First, keep in mind that recommended treatment should only take place within a 15-mile radius of a confirmed find. We do have a map on our website of all the confirmed finds in the state of Iowa, if you would like to look that up. The current find in Cass County was down in the southeast corner near Messina, so that means about half of Cass County now is in the recommended treatment zone if you have a high-value ash tree on your property. The treatment window in 2019 begins in early April and goes through about mid-May if you are in that treatment area and have a healthy, vigorously growing, and high-value ash tree on your landscape. You can potentially protect that ash tree with an insecticide applied either by a commercial pesticide applicator or a homeowner. Preventative treatments are usually the most effective. Infested trees with less than 30% dieback of the crown might be saved or death slowed down by a few years, but the tree will never fully recover. Homeowners can treat trees that are up to 20 inches in diameter, while trees larger than 20 inches in diameter will need to be treated by a certified commercial pesticide applicator. We do have a publication on our website called Finding a Certified Pesticide Applicator for Emerald Ash Borer Treatment, and we recommend that you always use a certified applicator with experience in treating trees and always get at least 2 quotes before contracting someone to do the treatment. And again, treatment is not necessary unless you are within that 15-mile radius of a confirmed find. So be sure and do your homework if you have an ash tree that you want to save, and have a plan in place and several quotes from reputable local applicators before you make a decision on treatment this coming spring. And again, there are a large number of resources for homeowners on our Cass County Extension webpage, as well as the statewide emerald ash borer webpage, if you have questions about your treatment options. While you're thinking about trees, if you have other trees on your property that you were planning on pruning or cleaning, keep in mind that February through March is generally regarded as the best time to prune most deciduous trees. The absence of foliage at this time of year gives the individual a clear view of the tree and allows the selection and removal of appropriate branches. Oaks are the exception here. The winter months, December through February, are the best time to prune oak trees to reduce the risk of an oak wilt infection. After March, we don't want to prune those oak trees as it will help spread the oak wilt disease that is lethal to many oaks. If you have a fruit tree, late February to early April is the best time to prune fruit trees in Iowa, and pruning should be completed before they begin to break bud or leaf out in early spring. Evergreen trees on your property, such as pine, spruce, or fir, should require little pruning other than removing dead, broken, or diseased branches, and that can happen at any time of year. If you want to prune up or remove unwanted lower branches on evergreen trees, late winter, again, is the best time to do that. Again, if you have questions about treatment of your trees, you can find a variety of resources on the ISU Extension website and specifically on the Cass County Extension website regarding some of those recent resources for emerald ash borer treatment. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook, many of those resources. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Or stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.